Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing?
Paul, you wrote an article, I think it was already 2 years ago, on LinkedIn, and suddenly it came across and it caught my attention. And in the article, you're describing that trade shows who are too big to succeed.
Well, it happened at about the time that we saw one or two casualties among the big famous name trade fairs in Europe and one or two other places. And I guess the one that really sort of rocked Europe to its core was CeBIT finally having to fold. And trying to look at what was going on there, we've seen quite a few of the big traditional auto shows also either folding or really struggling. I mean, there are very few of them left in most countries, and even the last few standing are really finding out, really finding it hard to offer real value to their clients these days. So I was sort of scratching my head and trying to work out really what was going on there. And you know, this came in the middle of what otherwise and in general had been a really great time for the trade show business. Most of the big commercial for-profit organizers making in very significant profits. We saw eye-watering mergers and acquisition transactions with multiples of up to 17 times earnings. I mean, this was an industry that looked to be in fantastically great health, but yet some of its sort of most famous brands, for some reason, were no longer satisfying the exhibitors, who ultimately are the people who pay the bills for the trade show industry. So I was trying to get underneath that really and find out what it was, why the particularly the large corporate exhibitors. You know, there are trade show models, very traditional trade show models that look exactly like the trade shows that our parents, my grandfather used to go to, and probably his grandfather. You know, they kind of look exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And for some industries, that's absolutely fine. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're a transactional event for small, medium-sized businesses and companies go there really to place orders, and it's a pretty simple process, and there's no reason that those fairs should look any different to the way that they've always done. But particularly for events that have a significant number of large corporate exhibitors, the B2B marketers, I think, are becoming increasingly demanding. And in many cases, it seems some of the very big fairs were not able to satisfy those B2B marketers that they were really giving them the value that they wanted. And a significant chunk of that comes down to data, and we can get into that or into other areas
but before we go into that, in the article you also gave an example of for example a Swatch leaving the, I think it was the Swiss World Watch fair or trade show.
Basel World, which was the sort of the most important watch fair in the world in Switzerland.
And a brand like Swatch leaving the main event for the business in the year, that's quite significant.
It is. I mean, and the without perhaps going into the very nitty-gritty details of what went on in Basel and why they sort of lost the support of the Swiss watch industry, I think sometimes some brands believe their own PR, shall we say, when they say, this is the most important event in the world and you have to be here. And they start treating their customers that way. You have no choice but to be here. We are the most important place to be in the industry. Everybody kind of says that in their brochures, mm-hmm. but you have to be a little bit careful about how much you believe it yourself, because it can infect, I would say, and I would use that word intentionally, it can infect the way in which you and your teams interact with your customers. And I think sometimes people then begin to forget who actually is really in charge, and the people who are really in charge are ultimately the ones who write the checks to participate. And at those very big fairs, if you are one of the big brands of the industry, and as I dare say you're aware, I mean, Swatch is not just the plastic watches. Swatch owns a large chunk of all of the major luxury brands in the Swiss watch industry as well. If you are going to participate in the major event of your industry and you are one of the big giant corporate players, you spend a lot of money. I seem to recall, as you say, it's a little while ago now, but I seem to recall that Nick Hayek, the CEO and owner of Swatch, was talking of spending up to 50 million euros in terms of their participation at Baselworld. And now that obviously wasn't all money that was going to MCH, the organizers. In fact, the organizers themselves probably take no more than 20 to 30% overall of what exhibitors spend. And for a very big spend like that, it could be even less. But by the time they've built these hugely elaborate stands for all of their brands, by the time they've flown in their key buyers and their key customers from around the world, and they've put them up in hotels in cities in Switzerland or other cities in Europe who triple their hotel prices for the in the honor of receiving the attendees at these large events, these are massively expensive investments. And clearly what has been happening in some industries, in some cases, some hard questions of being asked about, is this the best way that we can spend our marketing dollars in the current world, in the current B2B marketing environment? And clearly in some cases, the answer to that question has been no.
The title of the article was too big to be successful. Is it actually the fact that the trade shows are getting too big that makes brands go away and look elsewhere?
Well, I'll give you a horrible consultant's answer to that question, which is it depends. And it does genuinely depend, obviously, on the industry being served. And in some cases, there is clearly great value in an event positioning itself as the one place every year that the entire industry comes together. And you know that everybody's going to be there. You know that every company is going to be there. And at those giant events, I mean, we saw some interesting research very recently that suggested that 20 to 30% of the interactions taking place on the trade show floor take place between exhibitors at those giant events. So I was somewhat exaggerating if I was implying that all these very, very big events are too big to succeed. But I think one of the things that we're now facing is that we now have the tools in hand. Very relatively few people have been using them, but we do have the tools in hand that can make it much more efficient in bringing groups, exactly the right groups of people together in the right place at the right time. One of the reasons that the very, very big fairs where you could say everybody in the industry is here happened is that you needed that sort of serendipity, that happy chance of people finding each other in the corridor and saying, aha, you know, how wonderful to see you. I never expected to see you here. Or goodness, I've never heard of your business. This is wonderful. That sounds like the sort of business we'd like to be doing business with. We now have an awful lot of tools that can make this whole process much less random. It is very, very clear from what's happened this year that in most cases, people want to get together. I'm sure you're hearing this in people that you're talking to in all of your worlds. Nothing that has happened this year now suggests to anybody that there is a lack of demand for face-to-face events, in-person events, people getting together. Quite the reverse, in fact. I mean, while we have all found surprisingly efficient ways in which we can do business using the digital tools that are available to us, it simply isn't the same. And whilst we can exchange information reasonably efficiently, we can't network in the same way that we do at events. We don't have these happy accidents of bumping into people. So people do want to get together, but equally they want to do so, I sense, in an increasingly efficient way. And I think particularly coming out of this time that we've been experiencing this year, it's clear marketing budgets are going to be extremely tight. mean, no industry pretty much at all, other than possibly the vaccines business, is going to have money to spare, more money than they had before, shall we say, to spend on their B2B marketing. So they're going to get choosier and choosier and choosier, and they will be asking harder and harder questions of event organizers about the value, the return on investment, the return on people's time, all of those questions, which some parts of the events world have increasingly begun to be able to answer. But we are up against the giants of the digital marketing world. I mean, basically, B2B marketing money is spent in two ways these days. It's spent on digital marketing and it's spent on events. Mm-hmm. And the digital marketing companies are able to provide incredibly detailed, granular data on how your marketing dollars are working. And we, and the world I know from events most closely is the trade fair world, we still rely on a very old-fashioned send round the salesman, arm round the shoulder, good news, 20,000 more people came to our event this year, isn't that marvellous? Who were they? Well, 20,000 more people came. We are not, we have not in many cases been anywhere near as good as we should be at really focusing in on who is coming to the events, exactly what's going on in the exhibition hall. Because we haven't needed to be, people have sort of liked mm-hmm. coming to fairs. It's what they've always done. They've spent their money that way, and we've made lots of money doing it the old way, so why change? But my sense is increasingly hard questions will be asked. The good news is that we do undoubtedly have the tools available to us to answer those questions, but it makes doing business more expensive. It will make business slightly less profitable for a lot of the organizers. Mm-hmm. So inevitably, they have resisted, partly because it's complicated, partly because it changes the way they're doing business, and partly because it makes doing business more expensive.
A lot of trend watchers also mention that events in the future will be more local, and I can imagine that could be a response based on what we've seen with COVID-19. People don't like to travel these days out of fear, I think. In your opinion, as an expert, how do you see impacting that the trade show business?
I think it will accelerate a trend that we have already been seeing over a number of years, which is a divergence within the industry where two kind of events work. And despite the title of that piece that we were discussing earlier, the too big to fail, the too big to succeed article, I actually do believe that there continues to be a place for a very small number of absolutely, unquestionably industry-leading events where people will go once a year, once every 2 years, whatever the cycle is for that particular industry, on the basis of knowing that everybody in the world will go there. And I have, I hope, reasonable confidence that that will be feasible in the future. It's clearly not going to happen in the next 6 to 12 months in any sort of normal way, possibly not in the next 24 months, but it will happen again in due course. But then I think you're right. I think there is a clear place for, you might almost call, sort of hyper local events where you very efficiently deliver to your customers the opportunity to meet with a clearly defined set of people who do not have to travel too far, who only need to take half a day out of their time. So that trend had already been clearly developing. I mean, it's one of the reasons why many of the traditional trade shows in many of the mid-sized countries across Western Europe, whether we're talking the Netherlands, Belgium, Denmark, Sweden, other places like that, mm-hmm. have become much less important as big fairs, because people, frankly, will go to the big fair in Germany or in Paris or in Milan, mm-hmm. wherever it happens to take place. But in Europe, those are the main cities, obviously. Elsewhere in the world, in Las Vegas or in Shanghai. But then they need very efficient local sales opportunities where perhaps just for as little as 2 days, and you're not hoping to see, or you're not hoping to be able to claim as an organizer that 100,000 people came through the door. In fact, rather more usefully, you might be able to say 2,000 people came through the door, but in this area within 100 kilometers of where you are, these were all of the key people in exactly your industry. And we can guarantee to you that every person who walked through the door of this venue was relevant to your business. Because realistically, if we go to an event that has 200,000 people attending, the truth is the vast majority of those are not really relevant to my business, and they're not really potential customers for my business in most cases, unless I'm the very biggest company in the industry. So, I think you're absolutely right. I think a move towards local events to complement these big mega event gatherings of the industry. But those will continue. Those will have to work harder to prove their value, I think, because it is a softer value, frankly. The small events we're talking about, it's quite transactional. This is a sales activity, really. It's people meeting their customers, possibly writing orders, updating orders. We've got some new stuff. Can we send you the new stuff? The simple old-fashioned basics of doing business day to day. The very big affairs are by and large much more likely to be marketing, brand building, schmoozing with customers, future customers, staff, future staff. There's an awful lot of recruitment goes on at these big trade fairs. So a little bit harder to measure in hard dollars the value that people get from those. So, but then in the middle, I think the events that did sort of fall in the middle will really struggle. So people will really have to be focusing laser sharp onto the value that they're offering to their customers.
And also, like you said before, maybe focusing on how to prove that value with data, with other tools available for them. So they can actually, like in the digital marketing, indicate, okay, this is the additional value we can provide for you.
I think so, because there are a variety of ways available now where we can essentially open up what was previously the black box of what went on in the hall. If we were a good and competent exhibition organizer, we could, with a fair degree of certainty, say we knew who had come to the exhibition that day. They knew that you, Kevin, and me, Paul, we had both registered and we'd both shown up and actually gone into the hall. Mm-hmm. And, that's normal of most business, but our friend Steve and Tim had registered but didn't come. Yeah. They know that. But up until now, they have had no idea what at all we do when we get into the hall. It's entirely feasible that you and I know each other. It was the one chance a year to meet each other, and we went to the bar and had a couple of beers together and left again. And yet they would walk around telling the clients, that Paul Woodward, he's such an important guy. He was at the show. Equally, I may be somebody they've never heard of, but I might have gone to 20 companies, seriously requested brochures, seriously requested more information, seriously requested sales calls. But that is now possible. We are going to have to be doing that to sort of prove to people that they have achieved whatever the objectives that they genuinely had going into the events. Mm-hmm. And that's a bit of an issue as well, of course, because to say, did you meet the objectives you had going into an event implies that the customer had clearly defined objectives going into the event and didn't go to the XYZ world show just because we always do. And we've been for the last 20 years and we have a booth at that show. And I think anybody who's ever been involved in this process will recognize a point where everybody's looking around and obviously, oh God, do I really have to go to that city in, I won't name any cities and be insulting, but you know, some of the cities in which major trade fairs take place are not terribly exciting places. And, stand on our booth for 5 days, really, do I have to do that? And, it's certainly not all the organizers' fault. And a lot of organizers have spent a lot of time and effort over many years trying to find ways to prepare their exhibitors to come to the fair better prepared. It doesn't always work. That's a challenge as well. But again, if marketing dollars are harder to come by, we can, I think, fairly assume that more companies will be asking harder questions and doing better planning about how they spend their events. And as you well know, I think you know, one of the hard questions that's being asked by many of the very largest companies in many industries is, do we serve ourselves best by going to the event where all our competitors are also sitting? Or do we spend probably a similar amount of money, but do our own event, choose who we have come to that event, and control entirely the message? We've obviously seen that for many years in the IT world with Apple and Apple's mm-hmm. events. I mean, Apple stopped supporting the major IT events in the US and elsewhere in the world many, many years ago. I think we're increasingly seeing that in the automotive industry, which is one of the reasons they're not really supporting the big traditional car shows in the way that they used to. The downside of doing that, of course, is the people that you invite to your own events are inevitably the people that you already know. What you miss by not going to a big general event is the opportunity to meet the people that you don't know. Mm-hmm. So it's not quite the no-brainer that it seems to currently seem to be to some of the big corporations, but that's certainly a question that they're asking themselves. Do we spend our money better on doing our own event? And certainly in the technology world, that has been the trend, hasn't it? We see a mm-hmm. huge amount of money being spent by the big tech companies, whether the software companies or the hardware companies, on doing their own events. So for some parts of the events industry, that's fine. They don't really mind. I mean, if you are a venue or if you are one of the companies who builds the booths and does the AV and does the catering and all those things, it doesn't really matter to you whether the event is organized mm-hmm. by Messe Frankfurt or Hewlett Packard. It doesn't matter. They will still, but they'll probably spend more money with you if they are doing yep. it as an own event than if they're going and participating in the big general trade show. But that's clearly a trend that has impacted on large trade fairs in a number of industries, although not all.
Yeah. Paul, thank you very much for sharing your insights. I think we learned a lot and also have a lot to think about still. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.